Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Do you have a favorite place to sit in chapel? Or a favorite place to sit within your church? Whether you do or whether you don't is not as important as knowing your real place within the church, the body of Christ. As you continue to reflect on that murderous tragedy which occurred less than 2 weeks ago in Aurora, Colorado, do you ever wonder, as I do, how many of those killed had a place within God's church? What about the other 59 people who were injured? Is this a spiritual wake-up call for them and for us? Or what about James Monroe, the perpetrator? Where is his place? A man once raised within a Lutheran home. We can't answer all these questions. But by the reconciling baptismal grace of God in Christ, you know you are safely and securely within the church, the Una Sancta. You are stable in this faith, built squarely upon the foundation of the apostles and the prophets. Sheltered with fellow believers in Christ, St. Paul clearly asserts that because Jesus Christ is the chief cornerstone, we are mortared together like living stones. If you drove by the library addition well over a year ago, you would have noticed small piles of patented diamond brick, Concordia brick, which also adorns our chapel. They were carefully colored, they were carefully shaped, and then they were baked, all in order to connect the new addition with the existing Saarinen campus. Similarly, you were chosen like a living stone to be placed together to be a part of his holy temple. However, unlike making the contractor's grade of a certain color, size, shape, God did not choose any of us because of our internal or external qualities. Instead, just the opposite happened. We were once foreigners and aliens, far off God's path. Earlier in chapter 2, St. Paul states, "You were dead in your trespasses and sins. But because of God's great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in our transgressions." That is why we witness so much brokenness in our world, in our own families, our homes and nation. This is why real murderous tragedies occur. Instead of being safely anchored and mortared in Christ and mortared together within the body of Christ, people are spiritually lifeless, angry, helpless, and without hope. But thankfully, by grace, through the generous waters of holy baptism which we passed this morning, the Heavenly Father adopts you as His child. And the Holy Spirit daily enlightens you. And the blood of Jesus sanctifies you. In spite of personal troubles, tragedies, and disasters, look again to the font. And not only repent, but remember and recall God's grace for you. On account of the blood of Jesus, you are not a dirty outsider, unwanted, unplaced, unloved. Instead, your place in the church is secure and safe in the blood of Jesus. His perfect life, His bloody sacrifice on the cross is the very rock, cornerstone, and foundation of peace. So in Him you are righteous, bought, redeemed, all for a very big purpose. This summer, perhaps some of you have experienced the comfort of a family picnic or a family reunion, or maybe you're looking forward to one a little bit later this summer, where people are gathered for a picnic and they're under the shelter of a pavilion. People get together, they laugh, they play cards, play games, while you're assembled around picnic tables. Those occur to strengthen the relational bonds we have with family and friends. Similarly, God's church is a shelter where stable relational construction still occurs. The Holy Spirit works not only to make us all into one holy temple, something like the wall of bricks which stands before us, which are mortared together, but to carry the gospel out into the world. St. Peter, St. Paul, and the hymn writer are correct. We are God's house of living stones built for His own habitation. But living stones weaken if the mortar cracks. Under the extreme attacks of heat and sun, or rain and snow, stone can fall from a weakened structure. What keeps that mortar strong? Our love for one another. We share numerous relationships in the body of Christ all over the world. But we know that our heat or our ice can weaken them. My anger, my pride, my greed can weaken not only the mortar between me and others, but it hampers the mission work to the world. To others far, far away from Christ, Jesus says, "A new command I give to you. Love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this, all men will know you are my disciples if you love one another." Jesus Christ is our chief cornerstone. And much more. He is the mortar which binds our hearts together in Christian love. In Him, you are being built together to become a dwelling in which God dwells and lives by His Spirit. Dear friends, to know your place in the church is significant. It is safe and secure through the blood of Christ and stable and sheltered in the body of Christ. May God, by His grace, keep us unswervingly in Christ and His Word, so that the Holy Spirit may continually bind our hearts together as one, always enjoying our place in the church. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.